Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we're going to open the phones on a host of issues and blitz through financial news, military news. It's all coming up, but finishing up with our guest, author of Seeds of Deception, Jeffrey M. Smith, both books available at Infowars.com. Just hundreds and hundreds of these studies of the sterilization, the reduction in fertility. I saw headlines in the London Guardian this week and last week, Jeffrey, where it was reported that the so-called government watchdogs now in England, the ones investigating GMO, it turns out, are on the GMO payroll, just like the flu vaccine crowd, and are basically lying. So they are beginning to get caught with their hands in the genetic engineering, bioethicist eugenics jar.
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of the independent people on a panel actually resigned because it was another one of those takeovers. I've actually traveled to 32 countries speaking about GMOs, and I see all over the world it's Monsanto's own people that are installed into the positions to approve Monsanto's own products, just like in the U.S. But I want to say it's not all depressing news. You see, in Europe, when Dr. Pusztai was finally able to speak 7 months after he was shut down, all hell broke loose in the media. 750 articles were written in a single month. Within 10 weeks, the tipping point of consumer rejection was achieved, and within a single week, virtually every major food company committed to stop using genetically modified ingredients in their European brands. But that was because the Europeans were then informed by the mainstream media. In the U.S., it was described as one of the 10 most underreported events of the year by Project Censored.
Just like Fox wasn't allowed to report on the genetically, engineered growth hormone.
Exactly. They were silenced with two threats from Monsanto's attorney promising, quote, dire consequences, unquote, to Fox TV and Rupert Murdoch. So what happened is, in the United States, the same companies that removed GM ingredients from Europe and from Japan still sell it to us here. All we need is about 5% of U.S. shoppers to start avoiding brands that contain GM ingredients. It'll turn these things into a pure marketing liability with zero consumer benefits, and we will see a tipping point. Now, the good news is it's already happening. The fastest-growing claim among store brands in 2009 was GMO-free. Supermarket News, a big journal that predicts supermarket trends and food trends, predicted that this year would show an unprecedented upsurge of consumer awareness and concern about GMOs. October happens to be non-GMO month. 10-10-10 is non-GMO day. And the sales of our non-GMO shopping guide and the views on our site at nongmoshoppingguide.com, which help people maneuver around the GM ingredients to buy the non-GM brands, they're skyrocketing. So what's happening right now, and I've been traveling all over the United States for 7 years, I travel about 165 days a year, I'm seeing an unprecedented upsurge of activism, but not just energy, but intelligence. A lot of people who realize the details now, they're quoting back to me things that I said years ago. They're expanding on it. They're reading about it. And so right now we have the perfect opportunity to create a tipping point. And so on our website at responsibletechnology.org, which is our nonprofit Institute for Responsible Technology, we have a campaign for healthier eating in America. We have a link to our shopping guide. We have free videos online, free podcasts, a free newsletter that you can sign up for to get it once.
Well, that's another great point. They're talking about health care costs off the charts. Meanwhile, on record, the GMO food we're eating is frying our livers, frying our kidneys. I mean, we've got the studies right here, just devastating people.
You know, I'm talking to some patients this week who, when they got off of GMOs, their symptoms disappeared very, very quickly. I mean, it's remarkable. You asked me earlier about the human studies, and unfortunately there's only one published human eating study, and they found that the genes inserted into soybeans can transfer into the DNA of the bacteria living inside our intestines and continue to function long after we stop eating the GMO. So it's not good news, but the UK government just stopped any follow-up, so we don't know really how dangerous or prevalent it is.
All right. Well, Jeffrey Smith, we really appreciate you coming on with us. We look forward to speaking to you again in the future. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
This is Life and Death Information. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I had Jeffrey M. Smith on. And when I read his book, Seeds of Deception, I just recently reread it. Read it 2 years ago when it first came out. International number one bestseller. Or Genetic Roulette, the documented health risk of genetically engineered foods. It's what's so angering, that's a word, what enrages me is that when I'm reading it, I've already read all these studies separately over the years. So I know how real it is. And he has big indexes and links to the studies and mainstream media reports. They know that it's sterilizing people. And he was talking about one genetic engineer, you know, doing the studies, and they said, this is sterilizing all these mammals. And they said, yes, there's too many people. I mean, that's what this is all about, folks. It's on record. That's what Bill Gates was at Bilderberg about. And by the way, this doesn't just fry your testicles or your ovaries or your uterus. Within months of feeding it to rats and guinea pigs, the liver begins to fail. You're eating this right now. I've looked at the studies. People are eating the same amount of sugar they ate 20 years ago. Why is there an almost 3,000% increase in diabetes? People were drinking more liquor, smoking more cigarettes, eating more white flour 50 years ago than they are now. And I saw a report that lung cancer in women is up sixfold what it was a decade ago. Sixfold! And they're not even smoking like they were. Ladies and gentlemen, you are being savaged by the globalist. This is real. How am I supposed to just sit up here and calmly talk about this stuff? That's why I'm not happy when I have personal success. In fact, it's almost frustrating. I want to have success against these people. I want to be able to go to the grocery store and buy stuff for my children without having to read all the labels that won't destroy their fertility and attack their entire blood system, their nervous system, and their organs, and their endocrine system, their hormones. They are tailoring the genetic engineering. Yesterday I was doing research for the film I'm working on, and I saw a Reuters article as well as a scientist article and several others about genetic watermarking. Remember the 1984 movie Blade Runner? When he's the detective and he brings a scale he finds in a bathtub at the house where the genetic engineered drones are living or had been living, and he brings it down to Chinatown where they've got the local genetic engineer shops, and he brings it and he says, "Is this a fish scale?" And she goes, "Snake scale. Highest quality, Ching Cho made this. He make your snake." And she zooms in with an electron microscope, and there is the barcode numbers on at the cellular level. They can now put barcodes on the DNA strands. And of course they made that movie 26 years ago, based on a Philip K. Dick book. A true genius, PKD. I'm truly honored to be in a movie of Scanner Darkly, a remake of a PKD book, or a film adaptation, I should say, not a remake, it's the first one. And it turns out, Rob Jacobson, doing research, pointed this out to me, so last night I did some more search and found out they were barcoding DNA 30 years ago. See, folks, they just now tell you they're barcoding DNA. They were doing it 30 years ago. You know, they just now, a month ago, launched a secret black ops space plane telling you it's their first one when they've had the things in service since the 60s at least. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. They got barcodes 25 years ago on fish scales. That wasn't science fiction, folks. There's clear evidence the Nazis, and I have the government reports, did produce primitive A-bombs, but didn't know how to properly deploy them with Wernher von Braun and their V-1, V-6s, and others. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we know the Nazis were cloning rabbits. We don't have proof they were cloning humans, but they can clone humans now. Argentina is one of the places they've been caught doing it, and Costa Rica. They call it genetic engineering tourism. You're not in Kansas anymore. There's a reason the elite don't care about you and are arrogant. They've got bioweapons that will kill people from a certain clan and a certain tribe, right down to the village. They've got genetic engineer bioweapons that will kill individuals, that will kill mixed individuals. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. Now, I'm going to tell the FBI listening. I'm going to tell the NSA listening. I'm going to tell the CIA listening. You are compartmentalized, and you know it. Did you get a memo not to eat the four new varieties of Monsanto corn in every major study, hurting the honeybees and hurting all the mammals that eat it, attacking the organs? The studies are out there. Did you get a memo that sodium fluoride attacks every endocrine-producing gland and your testicles and your uterus and your ovaries and your brain? On record, they've known it for 80-plus years. I've got University of Texas studies from the 30s about how it's a toxic sedative and should they put it in the water. The town where I live, they knew in 1933 and 34. Did you get a memo? What, you like your you like your gun belt, you like your gun holster hanging on the wall, and it impresses the girls when you have them over, and you like the adrenaline rush of kicking people's doors in, and, you know, they're a drug-dealing degenerate, and there's 20 grand in cash, so you take 10, and you think you're real tough, and you think you got it all figured out, and you've been trained to hate the public. Hey, hey, pal, you're being hit with chemical and biological weapons every day in your food, in your water, and in your air. You are already with us. You understand that? You're already with Alex Jones. If you're dumb enough to sit there and believe that you're not with us and that somehow you're part of the power elite or that Alex Jones, he's a wacky dude. Now, there's a reason that the Washington Post today called me the extremely influential talk show host and said that the Republican Party doesn't like to admit how influential I am. But the spin is I'm influential and I'm a right winger. What does right wing have to do with wanting hundreds of chemical poisons out of the water supply that I've got to avoid like the Black Plague? And I got to go through a lot of trouble to avoid, not just not drinking it, but bathing in it, showering in it, spraying on my lawn, everywhere. What does, I mean, no. What I cover transcends the term right wing by a trillion percentage points. Not 110%, by a trillion points. What does any of this matter? You think I care when I walk in a grocery store if I've got a little bit of a pot belly and that people are looking at me? You think I even care when really good-looking, beautiful women come on to me in the street? No, I don't even care. Not that I see their beauty. I like them. I'm attracted to them. But I've got a wife and children. I owe allegiance to them. And I'm not even worried about rolling around in the hay with some woman in a hotel room, folks. I'm worried and angry at myself that I can't articulate to you how hardcore serious. You think I'm on an ego trip that Michael Savage plugged me yesterday? You think I'm on an ego trip that Drudge has linked to four of our stories in the last week? You think I'm in an ego trip that I can... That George Humphrey's been in India and Japan and South America, and people come up and say, I saw you in Fall of the Republic. No, I'm not on an ego trip. I flip out. I freak out. I think every night, my God, I've got tens of millions of people listening to what I have to say in the aggregate. I better do a good job. I've got a real shot at mobilizing the population to defeat these people. You think this is a game, ladies and gentlemen? All of you little egomaniacs that are jealous of me, that pose as patriots, that attack me and lie about me and produce new lies every day, you think I care what you say about me? I don't care if the New World Order kills me. By not caring, I don't want to die. I want to continue my work, but that's it. That's the only reason I don't want to die. I love life. I love it with an incredible passion. But this information is so important. What man, as a warrior, with a warrior instinct to defend humanity, that's what a man's all about, would not throw themselves against us with everything they've got? Folks, you better get your priorities straight, okay? You are being chemically and biologically murdered slowly. Within another generation, because we're already one generation into this, so within another two generations, most of us are going to be retarded, deformed, and infertile. You're like, well, I'm having fun. I don't care. Your whole humanity is the species and your fellow humans and building a better civilization. You know, the globalists have turned you into these monsters. They've turned you into these soft, pathetic worms. And then they say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, look, they're worms. They deserve to die. Well, let me tell you, those worms I saw at Bilderberg, the photos I've seen of them, those are the real worms. The jealous, petulant, wicked people on power trips, so divorced from the species and humanity that they get off. They get off on all the stillbirths and all the infertility. The U.S. has the highest level of infant mortality. I mean, that's an official number for the last decade. It's the GMO food. It's the poison. I mean, I don't think that's funny, mothers crying in their afterbirth with dead babies. Okay? I don't want any part of that. I don't want any part of people, little kids dying of liver failure all around me and people dying at 25 all around me of cancer. I don't want any part of what you're doing. I don't want any part of your New World Order. I am not part of you. You understand that? I am divorced from your mind control. I am separated from all of your evil and all of your worldly crap. You understand that? I am not part of you, Babylon. I am 110% outside of your evil. Do you understand? That. Do you read me?
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
major studies, organ failure in every major mammal species that's fed one particular variety of GMO corn, that is the most popular planet in the U.S. right now. And they have past studies of every other variant of the super stacked corn, that where they stack 5, 6, 7, 8 different genetic traits into it. And it just so happens to, fry your liver, kill honeybees, make the hamster's testicles shrivel up and basically fall off. But, that's no problem. That's no problem. Let's just feed it to our kids. And let's not listen to that Alex Jones. And let's not listen to him, up on the radio. No. Let's not listen to him a decade ago telling you the CIA was shipping in the cocaine and heroin. Because in 1996 I watched CIA hearings in Congress where they admitted it all. They admit it. It's always been hidden in plain view. The inspector general, kind of like they go on Fox News and go, well, the Marines don't like it, but here's the commanding colonel. They do help grow the opium. Explain why. Well, if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get the opium and make money. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, we grow it. We ship it out to you. Of course, there's no discussion about who's getting the money from it. But we got to put your kids in prison if they're dumb enough to get caught using heroin, because we got to keep it illegal to keep the price up so all these big bankers can live in $50 million houses and laugh at you. And the bankers all think they own the planet. Remember Bilderberg last week in the London Guardian? London Guardian reporter heard Bilderberg, heads of security, talking about yours truly and how we bullhorned them and saying, oh, it's so terrible that we have this welfare state that they even have money to come here. People were confused by that. They said over and over again, in the comments in the London Guardian and on YouTube about it, they were saying, well, why are they saying Alex is on welfare? We're not on welfare. Well, what does that mean? No. It's their economy in their eyes. It's their world. It's their water. It's their food. It's their money. Because you're dumb enough to go along with it. You're too lazy in their eyes to stop eating the GMO corn, to stop eating the GMO maize, to stop eating the GMO soybeans. You're not going to stop. You're not going to stop drinking the fluoride water. You're not going to go down to the city council, according to them, because they're just going to sit there and smile at you in a patronizing way while this mayor drinks a Diet Coke frying their brain, and everybody's just going to go head over heels right into Hades. And they see it as their world. They see it that if you're even able to have a job and be able to, that's what Bill Joy talked about in the April issue of 2000, Wired Magazine. Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, holding 3 engineering degrees and with 175 IQ. What did he say? He said, recently I went to an elitist high-tech conference with 200 of the leaders and owners of the technology system worldwide, and all they talked about was, do we kill everyone? I mean, here he is. He's somewhat of a moral person, and he says, I went to this meeting, and the only discussion was, do we kill everyone? Now, I happen to see on Charlie Rose, a few years before that, the co-owner of it, and he was not a friendly fellow, and he was saying, they said, what do you look forward most to in the new millennium coming up in a few years? This is like in 98, and he says, I look forward to everyone having an implantable chip. He had an American accent, but it was an Atlantic accent. It was almost British. I look forward to the time when everyone has a chip, and my son has a chip, and I track everywhere he goes, and we're all safe. I look forward to a world government. And Charlie Rose was like, oh, it's their world, and you ain't in it. What did George Carlin say? It's a big club, and you ain't in it? Because America's owners, they own you, and they're dumbing you down. And that's why nobody's ever going to get smart with public education, because it's designed to turn you into a moron that only cares about the latest sneakers and how to strut around and act cool while you're being murdered with chemical and biological weapons. I mean, does it matter having a big jet boat with red flames on it driving around acting cool? I mean, what does mating even matter when you don't even have a future? What does any of this mean? Everything's about mating. Big houses, money, power, looks, it's all about at a low level, at a primitive 16-year-old level. Once you get a chief mindset, a true guardian mindset, you understand it's about protecting the species, moving the species forward, and uplifting humanity. The globalists don't believe you can be uplifted. They want to kill you deader than a hammer. Well, I've looked at these elitists, and let me tell you, they're not uplifted, okay? Henry Kissinger and Queen Beatrix and David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild, They aren't uplifted. They're a bunch, I've studied them, they're a bunch of lazy, inbred, murderous control freaks. And you know what? I'm here raising the alarm for my species, humanity, to rise up against these people and defeat them. Now, are they going to be right? Are you lazy and stupid? Or are you going to defeat these people? Huh? I'm asking you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
All right, here's what I'm going to do, because I've been ranting for an hour and a half. Well, we got a guest on, too. So I'm going to open the phones up. You can talk about the BP oil spill and what you think's behind that. Looking more and more like an inside job. We've got a big report in the next hour or sooner going up on PrisonPlanet.com that details the full spectrum of why all the evidence points towards a false flag in the Gulf. And we've got investment banker. It's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. That's CNBC. We're going to play that clip. Tax hikes in 2011. Economic collapse. Today's corporate profits reflect an increased shift into 2010. These profits will tumble next year, preceding most likely by stock market crash. Now, that's the Wall Street Journal, boys and girls. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way, in the next hour. But I do want to open the phones up, and I'm going to try to take them and just get your comment and move to the next person, because it is interesting to take calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. But please call in on a telephone that's got good audio. And if you are in a coma, If you're smoking a hashish pipe or you're hitting yourself on the hammer, please don't call. 1-800-259-9231. Because I'm in an irritable mood today. I've been going to bed about 10 and 11 at night. I hadn't done this in years. I'm trying to be healthier. I've been jogging twice a day. Really trying to get in shape, not screwing around. So I've been going to bed about 10 or 11. And last night I did Coast to Coast AM and was off at 1 and couldn't go to sleep till about 3. And then my kids woke me up about 6:30. And I feel fine. I'm not complaining. I'm just a little irritable. Just a little irritable right now. Seriously, I want to talk to everybody. 1-800-259-9231. And when I start the next hour, I'm going to blitz through a ton of news on the economy, the oil spill, Iran sanctions. I've got huge stacks of news here, and I'm going to cover it. Oh, yes. But right now, let's go ahead and, again, give that number out to everybody. I'm looking at my IM here. John, are you getting that IM information I'm sending you? Good. You know, I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and I've got a whole crew here and my own phone system and everything, but the satellite uplinks are in Minnesota, and I could run the show on my own and syndicate it on my own, but I just love John Harmon, who's been with me for about 5-6 years so much that he runs things up there from Houston. Of course, he's not actually in South Texas at Houston. It's an analogy, a parallel to the NASA program. I'm up here floating around in outer space, and then John's there at the spiritual Houston of the Genesis Network in Minneapolis, Minnesota. John, did you say on air you love me too? Oh, good old John Harmon. John Harmon. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's very hard to every day read a new major study where you start feeding GMO crops to rats, to monkeys, to apes, to guinea pigs, and it just absolutely slaughters them. I mean, their organs start shutting down everywhere. The infertility takes over, and the adults are screwed up. Their offspring are just absolutely irrevocably fried, and then their offspring are just unrecognizable monsters. Oh, thank you, New World Order. That's really friendly of you. Well, what a nice group of people. Again, eugenics is everything. I don't want to talk about the oil spill. I mean, yeah, it's bad. It's screwing up things for people in the Gulf. But if the government wasn't using more toxic chemicals to disperse the oil that are hundreds of times more toxic than the oil that's biodegradable, this wouldn't be happening. They'd have set the oil well on fire day one. It'd just be dissipating. But you can't have carbon dioxide. It's so deadly. What do you think forest fires or volcanoes put off? Now they want to nuke it. In fact, before we go to calls, let me play this nuke clip. This is a clip from Fox News. And about a week ago, they started talking about using nukes. Yes, let's detonate a nuke on the ocean floor that will radiate the food we're going to be eating. See, when you detonate a nuke down low, below the ground or at ground level, it then combines with metals and other isotopes and creates extremely radioactive variants. You can go look into the science yourself if you'd like, but that's why a dirty bomb nuke, they would jacket it, say, with cobalt. And then it makes it a dirty bomb where the radiation is many, many times more deadly than, say, a clean, so-called clean airburst at, say, 2,000 feet of a 50-megaton hydrogen weapon coming in from orbit after it's dislodged from its MIRV coupler. So they want to detonate a nuke down there, which could open up a giant oil fissure and make it even worse. And then they use some Russian film example from the 60s where they destroyed a gas well that had been burning for a year. This isn't some gas well pluming and burning at the surface, which is not a problem, putting off carbon dioxide that plants breathe greedily, snapping it all up, part of the life cycle on this planet. This is oil and gas going into the Gulf of Mexico. So here's that Fox News clip.
Is this the solution to the BP oil leak?
That's a great idea.
That's right. Nuke it. Some scientists do advocate this. The Soviets apparently succeeded in doing it. Here is the video they say actually shows it. And now some at Forbes agree, nuke it. Hi, everybody. I'm David Asman. Welcome to Forbes on Fox. Here today, we have Mr. Steve Forbes, who, as you can see, had to wrestle Quentin Hardy for that seat in San Francisco. Rich Karlgaard, Lizzie McDonald, Neil Weinberg, and Stefan Fitch. So, Rich, I got to say, I'm a skeptic here, but nuke it?
Well, David, this is the kind of option you really have to put on the table. Why? The leak has been going for almost 7 weeks. 500,000 gallons of oil a day, tar balls are showing up on the coast of Florida. The only surefire option to stop this is a relief well, which is 10 weeks away.
That's enough of these idiots. I mean, give me a break. And what is this new Vanity Fair thing Fox has got where like celebrities sponsor their own shows? Boy, I met Steve Forbes at a Republican function in Dallas once. That was what they're taking photographs for in college. And let me tell you, what a fruit box. I mean, what a fruitcake. This is who rules us, is these type of mad scientist nerds. And the mad scientist nerds that are jacking with your food and messing with the atmosphere, geoengineering, they want to set a nuke off in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Look at how the Pacific Islanders did at Bikini. Most of them died within 5 years of having that hydrogen bomb detonated 10 miles from them. Yeah, let's don't do it and say we did, okay? And they're running around, oh, look, some tar balls. It's the end of the world, you know, hyping it. And look at tar balls. And it's bad for the fisheries, and it's bad. But there's microbes in the ocean that are going to eat that oil naturally occurring. There's natural oil plumes when they have earthquakes sometimes that have started up. What do you think the La Brea tar pits are in Los Angeles? It's natural. It's not a good thing. And I'll tell you again, I've read on the news the acid chemicals they're using to disperse the oil are horrible compared to the oil itself. So, look, I'm done ranting. I said I'd take your calls. It's just... they're trying to normalize the use of nukes. You know, they call them, oh, we've got mini nukes now that are no big deal that we're going to use against Iran. You know, they just destroy a 4 or 5 square mile area and penetrate down about 400 feet to destroy some of the deepest bunkers. Well, yeah, but anyone who's researched nuclear weapons, even a cursory research, knows that nuclear weapons that hit the ground throw up a bunch of radioactive dust and clouds and combine to create deadly isotopes with all the surrounding metal. So you nuke a nuke base full of uranium and plutonium just when they use DU. That is nothing compared, you know, to souped up plutonium and uranium. Radiation detectors all over the world pick it up. You like breathing it? The globalists have a death wish, ladies and gentlemen. They're a bunch of psychopathic lunatics. Ah, but I hear the good old boys. You know, to be an American man, you hand over everything to the bankers, you bend over to the IRS, you sell out your property rights, but you talk about nuking Arabs and saying parking lot. I hear parking lot. Again, I think my head's going to explode. Hey, y'all just nuke all them people. Oh, it's not fair to do Southern accents. I am a Southern / Texan, kind of the gateway to the West. Some people say Texans really aren't Southerners. I think we're both, but proud of my Southern heritage, but I do have to hear that from time to time. But I have heard, you know, the good old Yankees. I tell you what we need to do, Rush. We need to just nuke the entire region. That's the way we handles it. Okay, there. Now we've been fair. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, during World War II, we had a lot of oil tankers that were sunk off the coast, and all that oil washed back up onto shore, and we pretty much rebounded from that, didn't we?
Oh, they've had oil leaks in Saudi Arabia in the Gulf. The last time I checked, it's grown since that are 10 times or more bigger than this. They had one 3 years ago in the Gulf off Mexico that was as big as this, and you never heard about it. No, this is just a bunch of hype. And then the terror attack is the government shutting down the fishing now in the entire Gulf. That is the terror attack. That is the event.
I wonder, though, if we have a big hurricane in the Gulf, if it picks up all that contaminated water, and especially with all that dispersant in there, and takes it in, dumps it into our lakes and freshwater marshes and stuff, I wonder what the effect that's going to be. You know?
Well, the hydrologist and the meteorologist in the last 2 weeks have got detailed satellite map overlays of the currents that are very well mapped by the buoys, and they know exactly where that oil's going. Most of it is not going to hit land. Thank God it was far enough out. Until it hits Europe. Sorry, folks, and then the Arctic. But it's going to go out around Florida, out then up the eastern seaboard, but most of it doesn't get but about 100 miles offshore. So because it is farther out in those major currents, which they have mapped, I mean, you know, these things are very predictable, that most of this is going to be dispersed into the larger Atlantic. But yeah, if it's still going during the hurricane season, that's going to be a different ball of wax. Because if you've ever been out there fishing or on a cruise, and I have been in the early summer, the Gulf and Caribbean are sometimes like glass. It's like Valhalla you can even see whales out there, sperm whales, other types of whales that go into the Gulf and into the Caribbean. You can see the flying fish everywhere. But as soon as those hurricanes get going in August, it turns into, first cruise I took, and I've only taken like four of them, was for Katrina. People noticed that I wasn't there the 4 days before Katrina. I took a, you know, three hour tour, but it was a 4 day, you know, 5 day cruise on a Carnival, you know, cheap cruise. And I went, and I had my two little kids with me, and then the hurricane had just formed. They were like, oh, don't worry, it's over here in the Eastern Caribbean. They were about to go into Mexico and dock. They were so scared, but they decided to race it. So they raced it, and it was 6 hours behind me on that Sunday as we docked in Galveston. And they had all the decks closed, and it was 30-foot waves, and waves were breaking windows, and there was alarms going off, and people were vomiting everywhere. Never told that story there. But, yes, if that kind of stuff is going on, then, yes, I've been in a cruise ship in Katrina. It was actually an adventure. But anything else, sir?
Yeah, I lived in Houston. I moved to Houston in 1981 from Michigan, and I've been through a number of hurricanes and a tropic storm Allison that flooded, that turned all of Houston into a lake. And so I know that when the hurricanes form out there, they pick up all that water and they bring it in. So I was just wondering.
Absolutely. Right now, it's going to be dispersed in the Atlantic, and there'll be a tarball here, a little bit of oil there. Part of it did plume out in Louisiana, but then turned back again, most of it. Poor Louisiana keeps getting the brunt. But no, when the hurricanes hit, it's going to be hell. I appreciate your call, John. Good points. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's probably a good idea to get pen and paper because I have six good articles for you.
Somebody keeps stealing my pens. Probably a guy named Alex Jones, but will somebody bring me a pen, please? Yeah, go ahead.
Right. There's three articles on social engineering I have for you and three articles on eugenics. All right. Do you have a pen yet?
Yeah, you can also email them to show tips, but go ahead.
Okay. One is MSNBC. Today's college kids lack empathy. Compared to 30 years ago, it's all about me now. Study finds. That's one. Another one.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I literally, you can tell body language once you're tuned in and intelligent and, you know, have discernment. And literally, the average person now sits there at a restaurant in a personal, mindless, delusional power trip. And they all look hatefully at everybody else. And, and these will be the stormtrooper enforcers. This was done scientifically. The headline is, college students lack empathy?
Yeah. Today's college kids lack empathy.
I want it. Go ahead.
Okay. The second one is examiner.com, serial killers and politicians share traits.
I knew that.
Another one.
What's that from again?
Examiner.com, serial killers and politicians share traits.
Well, yeah, people wonder why cops are getting so brutal and crazy. They're pulled from the general public. Large portions of the public. Well, I mean, here's a microcosm example and you can finish up. Every day or two, we hear about some woman beaten with a lead pipe on the side of a major road, or the case of a few months ago of a guy in Northern California on the side of the highway. Hundreds of cars passed as he beat a toddler to death over an hour, and the cops had to show up in a helicopter and land. And then they shot the guy. Thank God, he deserved it because the police ran up as he was bashing the child's brains in. The kid had already been dead. He was just having a psychopathic enjoyment. But the issue is, you know, you read about, I told the story of the woman choking, and no one would help her, but they fought to keep me from helping her. They love weakness. They love being scum. They love being cowards. They love being filth. They love being slaves. And the New World Order loves killing them. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, another one is, toddlers who lie will do better. That's BBC News.
And I saw that.
Study. Huh?
Toddlers who lie will do better, yes.
Yeah, you already know about that? Okay.
Which is a lie, which is another lie. They're telling you lying gets you ahead, nuking is good. I saw an article in CNN. Most people wouldn't know how to decipher it. It's so obvious. Darth Vader has psychological problems, and it goes, you'll be powerful at the end of the article. Before I read, I knew what it would say. You know, they're going to now use Darth Vader as a poster child of mental illness to teach people it's cool to be mentally ill and take drugs like Prozac. No, Darth Vader, the fictional character, was on an evil power trip and didn't see people as humans. And that's not something that the priest class can treat with a drug. I'm sorry, go ahead. What else do we have?
Okay, Bloomberg Business Week. Immune system troubles could spark behavior woes. And they said that if they tweak your immune system, you might have less disruptive behavior like compulsive disorder. That's Bloomberg.
Well, hey, good points, Jonathan. Send us the articles. Chris, May, Dave, Ted, stay with us. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, big news blitz coming up on the economy and a lot more.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, people are getting lazier and lazier, mainly because they never worked on a farm, never worked in a machine shop, never found out how much fun it is to actually do work. They just sit and watch television. They're not humans. They've lost their humanity. and they just respond to stimuli, and so they're getting more and more bestial. They just want money, they want sex, they want to feed their petty instincts, and then they're totally unfulfilled. Folks, the big secret is you're not fulfilled. I'm here to tell you, in high school and a little bit in college, I was pretty wild. And I was like, man, I'm dating all these beautiful women. I mean, sometimes I was dating four or five different girls a week. I was, you know, drinking, hanging out with the coolest people. And I was like, this is unfulfilling. But I was fulfilled when I was reading history and studying politics. It was like the instinct was get involved, you know, be part of the human race, build things. I was fulfilled when I would paint a oil painting. I mean, I feel good when I finish a powerful film. I feel fulfilled. I felt good when I help an old lady, you know, open a door for her. I feel good when I gave that lady the Heimlich maneuver. Quite frankly, it felt good when I was a teenager and some bullies started a fight with me and I beat the living daylights out of them. It feels good just to be a human and to be strong and not be so cowardly. And again, I'm not up here on some high horse saying how great I am, but more and more I realize it's that the public has been engineered and turned into these pathetic slugs who think they're pathetic, but at the same time have like a power trip attitude. It's really weird. I know you've noticed it. I know you've seen it. And, you know, I may seem like a bull in a china closet mad dog to some people because I'm just alive, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't imagine people who aren't alive. Now I totally get people that want to join the military and people that want to rock climb and people that want to do dangerous things or people that want to be industrial divers because I've met a lot of those people. And I realize that they're just like me, and they're like, look, you know, I want to go out and risk my life. I want to be in danger. I want to carry a 70-pound pack for 50 miles because I want to be tested. I don't want to be like the rest of these people. Even if it's an evil military, they still want to be part of something dangerous because it's better to be out there involved in something dangerous than to be a soulless jellyfish. I'm beginning to really understand things more and more, and I see this in front of me. All about me. College kids lack empathy compared to 30 years ago. It's all about me now, study finds. Well, don't you understand that that's a hellish system when everybody only cares about themselves? Then nobody cares about you. I mean, look at us. We don't take care of our grandparents or our parents anymore, most people. I do. My family does. But we don't do as good a job as we could have. I should have visited my grandfather more after two heart attacks and a stroke. You know, he was at the nursing home and I only saw him like once a month. I should have gone to see him every week. But my uncle, you know, moved to be close to him for that period and visit him every day. The average person just wants to stick their poor old dad or mom, their pop, their mom in there. Don't even take care of them. Well, who's going to take care of you? What does that say about you? You don't want to hang around with your family? You don't want to be with your family? That's the only people I want to be around. And it's not because I particularly like my family sometimes. It's because that's what I'm supposed to do as a human. You understand that? I'm a human. I'm a human. You understand? I'm not great looking. I'm not even that smart. I'm not proud of myself. I'm a man, though. You understand that? I'm a human being. People declare war on me. I declare war on them. You understand that? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. That's who we are. And if you know, these delusional jellyfish people who now people the planet, they like giggle and laugh at threats. They think it's funny. They think their warped weakness somehow controls reality, and it doesn't. And I'm telling you, all you weak slobs are ripe for the slaughter, ripe to be butchered, and the New World Order is going to hang you up by your hind legs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.